T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Well, drinking in public might soon be allowed in New York as lawmakers look to do away with open container laws amid reports of uneven enforcement. We get the latest from WCBS's Steve Burns.
With bars and restaurants now allowed to serve alcoholic drinks out of a front window, New York State Assemblymember Robert Carroll asks, what did you expect to happen?
It is completely inappropriate and impractical to ask a bar or restaurant that you have allowed to serve to-go drinks to now patrol the perimeter of their establishment.
He's filed a bill to put New York's laws prohibiting public drinking on hold for the duration of the COVID emergency.
This was an antiquated, racist law.
And he says that's borne out in the enforcement. Tickets disproportionately handed out to people of color.
It doesn't mean New York City is going to become Bourbon Street. And there are lots and lots of other cities that don't have open container laws that are not constant parties.
Carroll also says the law could encourage people to instead go home and hold indoor gatherings. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
A couple of NYPD officers got caught on video smoking a hookah while posted on a Bronx street corner to deter shootings. The video shows the cops making clouds of smoke as they take turns sucking on a hose that snakes through the open front passenger window of their patrol car. The person who shot the video told the Post it happened last Sunday in front of an apartment building on Bronx Park South, across from the Bronx Zoo. The witness said that about 6 hours after he posted it on Instagram, the cops knocked on his door and asked him to please take it down. He described the officers as rookies in their mid-20s and said they looked scared. The cops told him someone had sent them a link to the video. He agreed to take it down. The department declined to comment on the video. Well, some New Jersey teachers want Governor Murphy to reverse his decision to reopen schools in the fall. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has the story from a protest in Paramus.
The teachers gathered on this overpass over Route 4 are getting honks of support. They're holding signs that say demand safe schools and virtual school until it's safe. Patterson teacher Mercedes Davidson says while all teachers miss their students, virtual learning should be the only option now.
I know that as teachers, we are very altruistic, and it has become an expectation, but hopefully not at the expense of our health or our lives.
Similar protests are happening across the state, organized by a group called NJ21 United. One of its founders, Chris Candela, a teacher in the Cedar Grove School District, says one of his colleagues took early retirement.
Her husband basically said, you're not going back to do one or two more years, and she's not going to be able to do that. You know, and that breaks my heart.
In Paramus, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mayor de Blasio is praising the state for providing an extra 20 weeks of unemployment benefits for New Yorkers. De Blasio said, while our federal government isn't acting, I want to give credit to New York State. The State Labor Department says jobless New Yorkers are eligible for the additional 20 weeks after they've exhausted all 26 weeks of traditional unemployment and the 13 weeks offered as part of the federal coronavirus relief. No expiration date for the extended benefits has been set. New York City's unemployment rate is currently 18%. Let's get a check of our weather forecast now. It's gotten very cloudy here in Lower Manhattan, Craig Allen.
Not too much in the way of showers or thunderstorms just yet, but we're definitely going to be in the clouds for the rest of the evening hours. There's nothing from the city on west just yet, I should say, but obviously across Connecticut, it came from the Hudson Valley, and now moving east across Connecticut, we do have some really heavy rainfall. And still, at the present time, south of Stratford into Long Island Sound, moving east. So it's going to dip below the Connecticut Turnpike, the heaviest rain anyway. We'll get into the Sound rather than follow right along the turnpike, but we also have some very heavy rain in the Brantford-Guilford area of Connecticut and moving on out towards Essex, Old Saybrook, Lyme, Old Lyme, and then eventually farther into New London County. Those are the only showers or thunderstorms now. They are strong, but they are going to continue moving away. More numerous showers and thunderstorms will come along after midnight, 70 to 75. And that's how Friday is going to start, with showers and thunderstorms in the morning. The afternoon could brighten up a little, 80 to 85. It stays very muggy Friday night and Saturday. Saturday's high between 82 and 88. I think Saturday stays dry. Sunday has a pretty good chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. 89 degrees in the city, and the wind is southwest at about 10 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880, or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.